Welcome to another episode of the Amateur Tarot Pod. On this podcast, we, two thoughtful, non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions going once, going twice.
For entertainment purposes only.
Sold to the man in the backwards Nike hat. I don't know, the way that I just came out there was like a cattle auctioneer.
I loved it. I was all about it. I should probably tell them that other person that is not talking right now is Ben.
And that person who just won the podcast is Kevin.
I won it? That means that I get to start editing it now.
Congrats.
Aww.
Enjoy. Enjoy that. Oh. Can I get somebody on TaskRabbit to like edit the podcast?
Probably.
Surely I can.
Yeah, you could probably get somebody on like Fiverr.
100%. I could.
But then they're going to steal our ideas.
Yeah. And I feel like it's just opening it up too much, you know?
Yeah, we don't need a team of people here.
No.
We can manage just by our...
Also, that would cost money, which...
Brian keeps for himself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're not getting any of the profits, so...
So lame.
It now costs $5 to be a member of the Facebook group, and we'll bill you monthly, daily.
Daily? $5 toll every day?
Yeah, every day. It'll be a $5 toll to be in the Facebook group, and then somebody else will edit the podcast. Somebody else to record the podcast. We'll get a TaskRabbit. We'll get two people to record the podcast.
We should probably charge a little bit more because the drinks are starting to rack up.
Sure.
You know?
You're right.
Yeah.
I heard a rumor about a guy when I worked in advertising. There was a rumor about somebody who, you know, a friend of a friend of a friend who worked at a different agency who essentially paid somebody on the internet or whatever to do his job for him.
Was it like a coding job?
I don't remember what kind of job it was. But yeah, it was something where he like farmed out his work to somebody else, you know, and somewhere else in the world where it was cheaper. And then, so if he made like 60K, he gave that guy like 30K and then just sat around all day and did nothing.
You got to make that guy CEO, right? He wins. But also, I mean, I feel like for 30K, like if that's the difference, I would just do my job.
Maybe.
I would do my job for 30K and it'd be a lot better than the other 30K.
Okay.
Like 60K is a lot better than 30K.
Sure. Yeah. It would only really be worth it if you were like farming out your job to the other guy for 30K. And then with your time at work, you were also working another job. That doesn't make any sense. Why wouldn't you just work the job?
Yeah. That means you're just sitting there. But I also like, I don't even think if he made 60K and it was doing it. I mean, I know this is hypothetical and you don't know how much he was actually making.
Sure.
But like, I might do that if I was making like $250,000
a
year.
Sure. And you were getting like 125.
No, and like I was paying like somebody 30K.
Oh, 30K, yeah. And you were getting that. Sure. Okay, I got it.
I would definitely pay somebody to do my job if I was still taking home $220,000.
Yeah. I guess like in the world of the 60K, 30K, yeah. But like, okay, if you have to work if you're in an office and like you have to be there every day, I would just do the job. If I worked from home and then somebody did my job for 30K and I got the other 30K, but then I could just spend that time like playing video games or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So, gosh, we're going on a tangent, but it's okay.
A lot to think about.
There's a lot to think about.
On this show, aside from discussing rumors about friends of friends of friends that may or may not be true, we do a couple things. We do a fluid update. You know, we're here, we're locked into it, and it's rolling along. Today, we're about to fill the top eight.
We're going
to
fill the top eight for the first time. That's when the rankings actually start to count, and I should probably start writing them down.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I feel like we've done a pretty good job just remembering it. And then once something drops off, like, I don't care what's in the nine spot. You know, we just forget about it.
Yeah, 100%.
And I feel like we can probably remember what's in the... Maybe we can remember what's in the eight spot.
Yeah. And spoiler alert, again, today is going to be a shaker on the top. It might take the top three spots.
Okay.
That's not true.
Then we have a performance review if we need one. But because we're recording this episode before the episode that's about to come out comes out, we don't have anything.
No, we don't have anything.
Unless you did the time travel thing and like knew what we were going to put out. I guess Julia listened to it live, so she could have comments. She didn't give me any.
We were laughing.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. Then we do the spread. We draw three cards. Well, we get a question. Then we draw three cards, and in the order we draw them, they represent the recent past, the current action, the future 100% money back spiritual, guaranteed outcome, purposes only outcome.
Book it. Then we do the card of the week.
Yep.
And then we do the closing ceremonies.
And then we leave. Then it's over.
Closing time. Yep. So many songs come into my head during this. I should probably see a doctor about my a lack of attention. It's actually a thing.
Your lack of attention?
Yeah.
They have names for that.
I know. It's like, it's almost like I have like a deficit
of attention.
Of attention.
Hmm. Well,
makes you think.
Makes you think.
All right, let's jump into the fluid update.
Here it is.
So
we've been waiting for this for weeks.
We have a new number one. It's the double shot espresso from Starbucks. Delicious. I don't think I can think of a better beverage. Just gets you going. I'm wired. I was a little lackadaisical.
And now you're singing songs.
Now I'm singing songs. And I'm like full Kevin with enough caffeine in my body. And then followed by Diet Dr. Pepper. There's the sparkling ice that I bumped down. It got bumped down because I tried it with alcohol and it wasn't as good as I had hoped.
Mm-hmm. Canada Dry Ginger Ale.
LaCroix.
Arnold Palmer. Seven. And then
tea. And this week, one of my favorite drinks.
I haven't thought about this drink in a really long time.
Really?
Nope.
It's actually kind of bad how much I think about this drink. Gotta shake it up.
Sure.
It is chocolate milk.
Nesquik chocolate milk. I don't like to drink just milk, though, so that's probably why I haven't thought about it.
This isn't just milk. There's chocolate in it, Ben.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Do you have a sweet tooth?
Yes, I do.
Really?
But it's for like fruit, like Skittles and jelly beans, those kind of like fruit-flavored candies.
Okay.
Not chocolate.
I'm a big chocolate guy. Here we go. Boy, that is good.
All right, you got the caffeine, and now you're going to have chocolate milk, so you're going to be wired.
Chocolate milk is so versatile, and I know you're going to be like, why? Like, what do you mean? Well, back in my younger, more sporting days, I played water polo. I don't know if I've talked about that on the podcast.
No, this is news. And also, remind me, I have some news. You said candies, and that reminded me of some news that I have after we're done with this.
Okay, so... And I would drink a chocolate milk when we would have like tournaments where I'd have like three games in a day. And I would drink a chocolate milk like in between the games.
Why?
Because it has the sugar in it to pick you back up. It's got protein in it. So it like helps you recover your muscles.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a good drink to have in between those games. It also tastes great for dessert.
Mm.
Like when you're just like, man, I could really go for something sweet, but I don't really want like ice cream. Like that's too much. Chocolate milk's there for you.
I get it. I eat cereal and Pop-Tarts for dessert sometimes.
That's delicious.
I feel like we've talked about that maybe. Maybe not. It's a good dessert. Like just a bowl of like Fruity Pebbles or Frosted Flakes, that's a good dessert. And I do put milk in that.
Yeah.
Regular milk, not chocolate milk.
Not chocolate. Fruity Pebbles and chocolate milk would be weird.
That would be weird. Frosted Flakes would probably be fine.
Yeah, probably. Most cereals would probably be fine.
Fruity Pebbles would be a weird one.
Right.
My parents wouldn't let me have that when I was a kid.
Because there's too much sugar in it?
Because it's too much sugar, but like, whatever. Like, they let me have Cookie Crisp.
Cookie Crisp.
Exactly. So like, what's the difference? I don't know.
I like Cookie Crisp. I can see you as a Cookie Crisp kind of guy. You know what cereal I actually love?
What?
Life. And every time I think of Life, I think of that commercial. Hey, Mikey, he likes it. Anyway, back to the rankings.
Fruity Pebbles and Frosted Flakes. Depends on my mood.
I was deliberating between one and number one or number two.
Oh, wow. That high.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go number two.
Okay.
I'm going to keep the coffee at number one.
Now we have a full slate.
We have a full slate. That's your first.
And what is coffee but just big boy chocolate milk? You know, didn't you used to drink chocolate milk and think you were like drinking coffee like your parents or whatever? I did that.
Yeah. That's why I think it's the chocolate milk is number two.
Okay.
You know, because coffee is like chocolate milk's dad.
Yep. I feel like this is a good time for me to share my news before we leave the fluid update, which is that I went to the dentist.
Oh, congrats. Because
you said candies, that reminded me. Because you asked if I have a sweet tooth. And Kevin, I have discovered, have you ever had the Starburst jelly beans?
Yes.
You should, because if you haven't. Anybody out there. This is not an ad, but a personal endorsement. It's like, if you like Starburst and jelly beans and Skittles and all that, these take the cake. Gummy bears or whatever. It's like better than all of those.
I will say that those are fire. I haven't had them in a long time.
I eat them essentially every day.
You're going to be this old guy that's like walking around the park and just has like his like shirt pocket full of jelly beans. Hey kids, want a jelly bean?
That's creepy. I normally eat them when I'm playing video games. Like at night. It's just like a nice snack because it doesn't get your fingers like gross because they're just jelly beans.
Your child.
And they're, you don't have to unwrap them or anything. Yeah, it's great.
All right, well, let's go to Queerin's Corner. We did so well on the first
episode. The first episode is like short. We were just like moving through.
I honestly equate it to the caffeine. I think it was. I was a little sluggish.
I feel like that could be true because like I'm just picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah, you're like matching my vibe.
Yeah.
I was kind of bummed out when we first started.
So was I.
Yeah.
And then you got amped up and then we really just started getting into it. You had the chocolate milk. You said candy. That really set us off on a whole thing. Right. I love candy, and I just been to the dentist. This week's question is from Diane, and Diane says, what can I be doing in my spare time to make some extra money?
You could start a tarot podcast.
Sure. Good. You could farm out your real job to somebody living in another part of the world. Was that this episode?
I don't know.
I don't. Yeah, I think it was.
Man, we have gone on some tangents.
Yeah. So you could do that.
Task Rabbit.
Sure.
Build people's IKEA stuff.
Good.
Uber.
Yeah, Ubers. That's when I wrote this question down into the, not like wrote it down, like made it up, but like when I was copying it onto the outline, that's what I thought too. I was like Uber or Lyft.
Yeah.
I know people who do that. My brother-in-law.
I don't know. Do you have any like hobbies, Diane? I don't know if I'm like making this a conversation.
Come on, Diane. Give us something to work with.
Give us a little ditty.
Yeah.
That was bad.
I hate that song, by the way. I don't like that song. I always want to like it, but I don't like it.
Why not?
I don't know. There's just something about it. I like it. And then the chorus, like I like that part. I like that part. But then it's like the chorus, like, life goes on.
Oh, yeah, life goes on.
It's like bad Bruce Springsteen.
It's probably one of the worst.
Yeah. So that's why I don't like that
song. I would
agree.
All
right. Well, let's answer the question with the tarot cards. The past. The sun.
Woo! Here comes the sun.
That's a fun song.
It is a fun song.
I think I've listened to it too much in my life.
So the sun is in the background. Kind of looks like Olmec from Legends of the Hidden Temple. And in the foreground is a baby riding a horse holding the banner. Yep. Baby's naked.
Yep.
Has a feather on its head.
Something about a triangle.
It's the weirdest thing about the triangle too, remember?
Yeah.
It's the triangle is made of the baby's nipples and belly button.
Something like that.
I don't know. I feel weird. The sunflowers are on top of a wall that's like behind the baby.
Yeah.
The sun's a good card.
This looks like a kid's TV show.
Yeah. It does. Like an X-rated TV show.
The sun. Everything is good.
It does kind of remind me of the Teletubbies, doesn't it?
Yeah, like it does. With the sun, yeah. Maybe. So, yeah, this is just a card saying that, you know, you're coming out of the moon. You're coming out of a phase where things are uncertain. Now things are clear. Things are good. Everything is bright. You feel like young and full of energy. And I think that's what the situation is here with Diane. Like Diane is in a place where she has free time and is like looking to fill this free time because she feels good. She has energy. She's not exhausted by like her regular work. She has that extra time. Things are clear. The end.
Yep.
I'm just repeating myself. Here comes the present. The Two of Cups.
The Two of Cups are two people, a man and a woman. And they're standing facing each other with cups in their hands. The one on the right is reaching out to touch the other cup.
Reach out, touch me.
I was thinking the same thing. And then above them is kind of like a devilish looking thing. Hmm. But then it also looks like the healthcare.
I think that's what it is. You're similar to that or something.
Yeah.
Someone in the performance review will get us. This is a card about partnership. And like a relationship with somebody, not as powerful as the lovers, but it's like a baby lovers, but not like that.
Not like that.
So the answer to the making extra money is like, this is going to be something that you're not doing alone. This is something that you're going to, like, you need to find a partner.
I like it.
because you have other stuff going on, and it's going to be a lot to like make some money and some in spare time on your own. But like you were saying, like if there's a hobby, find somebody else to work with on that, whether maybe they're also doing the hobby or maybe they're going to handle the business side of the hobby, something like that. A friend that's going to do the tarot podcast with you.
Can't pick Ben. Already taken. I like that card. I like that to describe the situation.
Mm-hmm. The future. Yikes.
Ugh. Nine of Swords.
Yeah.
So the Nine of Swords is a person sitting in a bed, sitting up with their head in their hands, and there are nine swords on the wall behind them.
This is a card about having nightmares and being stressed out and not being able to, like, this person isn't sleeping because they're too busy thinking about these swords, which are problems that are unsolved. And so I think the advice here is clear. Like, don't make some extra money in your spare time. Just like use your spare time for you.
Yeah. Like having the, maybe the cards are saying that, like, you think that having this extra money is going to be good, but in reality, it's just going to cause nightmares and headaches mm-hmm. and things like that. Like it's, yeah.
Like that's the opposite of the sun. Like you have the good feeling now and you think that you need to like do something with that, but it's going to cause more problems than it's worth.
Wow.
Or maybe this partnership is going to go south and like cause problems.
Yeah. Whoa.
And it's not even like saying, it's not like the tower where the problems are real. These are problems like just like stress, you know?
Yeah, it definitely ain't worth it.
Yeah, it's not worth it. So what can I be doing in my spare time to make some extra money? Not that.
Don't.
That's our
advice. Do not seek the treasure.
Life goes on.
Wrong after the thrill of living is gone. Oh, Ben's going to shuffle here, and that's going to bring us into card of the week. Card of the week. I've described it once as a cup of coffee.
We did a bad job on that one.
And we did a really bad job. So I'm hesitant to do it again, but it kind of is. It can be your pick-me-up for the whole entire week, or it can be your five of coins for the whole entire week.
Last week, it's like when you filled your coffee mug up, but you didn't realize the coffee was from last week, and it was old and cold, and nobody had made new coffee. That's happened before to me.
That's the worst, actually. It happens a lot on the weekends.
Yeah, exactly.
Can we talk for a second how orange that guy's shirt is?
It's really orange.
Like black pants and a neon orange shirt.
It's a lot. It's very stark. It's very stark.
What's he do? Is he smoking a cigarette?
I think so.
Okay, that makes more sense. I thought he was just standing there. Just
no, like, I think he's smoking. Here comes the card of the week. Did we say it was for everyone?
It is for everyone.
Flip. You won't believe this.
No.
You will.
Is it the five of coins?
Yes! Again? Dude, did you see me shuffle?
Yes.
And we did a whole other reading in between.
Oh, man.
How is this possible? How is that possible? I shuffled. We did a thing in between. It's like a new thing. That's like a message.
I mean, I don't even know. I'm pulling it back up. I'm going to pull up a different thing to be able to read.
I was just going to move on.
I like the part about losing resources with it because Alan's not here. And maybe that's, it's like,
Alan's punishing us. Unbelievable.
Jesus.
That's never happened.
Okay. In the Five of Pentacles, two people walk through the icy wind and snow. Both are destitute and living in poverty. One man is injured on crutches, while the other is barefoot and has only a thin blanket to protect him from the bleak winter weather. Wow. Behind them sits a church with its lit up and exuding warmth, a symbol of hope, faith, and spiritual support. However, because the two people are so focused on their plight, they fail to see the help is available to them and continue on their desperate journey. You know, kind of looking, taking that reading, I kind of like it a little bit better. Mm. It's almost like I'm going to interpret it, which I know it's not like the way the card is interpreted, but it's like maybe just take some time. Like, there is something that you need help with, or there's something that you're struggling with, and help take a moment to find the help.
Yeah, help is around you.
As opposed to, like, ignoring it, or...
That's what happened last week. You ignored it, and it's still here.
Right. Wow, the cards are slapping us in the face.
Yeah, so ask for help with the thing that you need help with, because somebody will help you.
Yeah.
Card of the week. Well, Kevin, we've arrived at the closing ceremonies. It's been quite an eventful event today. We've learned a lot.
It has been quite the event. I want to thank Diane.
Yep.
First of all.
Thank you.
And I also want to thank the Lols.
Thank you. And now a moment of silence for the lost Lols.
Hey, Shira was quiet during that one.
Thank you, Shira.
You can find us at amateurtarot.com.
That's a website.
On that website, you can ask questions that we can read on the show.
You can also do that at 314-325-6047. That's our phone number. Please text it or call it, and we'll get your question, and then we'll answer it on the show.
If you want to join in the conversation with other Lols and other people that are tarot enthusiasts, you can do so at facebook.com/groups/amateurtarot.
Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Tell us that you really liked the tangents that we went on today. 5 stars, great podcast, great tangents. That's a good thing to leave for us.
You can also rate it 4, 3, 2, or 1 stars if you so choose, but please leave feedback. Actually, no. If you rate it 4, 3, 2, or 1, do not leave feedback. We don't take it well. We're not very good at that.
I have this plant over here, and it's dead, and I need to get rid of it.
Is that a bonsai?
It was.
They're hard to maintain, aren't they?
Yes. Yes, they are.
Spoiler alert, magic is real.
Good.
Makes me want to buy more stuff from IKEA to, you know, put it together.
I think the difficulty increases with the size of the object.
I'm going to get the biggest thing from IKEA.
And build it by yourself.
Do you think, like, when people get their, like, kitchens and stuff from IKEA,
mm-hmm.
do they come, like, unassembled? And, like, you have the option of putting it together yourself. I feel like you have to have a professional installer come and do that.
I'm trying to think, because I think actually a friend of mine did get his kitchen from IKEA. And I feel like he did do it all basically himself and his dad.
Wow. And do they give you, like, pictures?
I don't know how that works.
That's the funny thing about IKEA products is that their instructions don't say anything.
No.
It just has pictures.
Yes.
It's weird.
So I don't know. I think there is an option to get a professional to do it. Because, like, I think even for the little stuff that you buy, you can, like, get somebody to put it together.
Yeah, I think they do it through TaskRabbit.
Mm.
Not Ned, but it could be.
Well, should we do the show?
Yeah.